T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. High wind knocks down power lines in Hutchinson. We've got the story.
West Wichita's stoplight will be shut down, at least temporarily. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We are 2 days away from the official start of summer. More heat and more humidity this afternoon with rain chances on the way. We'll tell you when and what to expect coming up.
Strong winds knocked down a number of power lines in Hutchinson Monday night. Hutchinson Fire Chief Stephen Beer reports crews were dispatched following multiple reports of power lines down. Firefighters were forced to drive miles out of their way to battle a house fire. The woman who owns the home was found inside her car in the driveway under high voltage lines. She was uninjured and was eventually freed by firefighters and workers from Westar Energy.
Workers made an unsettling discovery yesterday morning in Derby.
Around 10 a.m., Derby police responded to a call at a business in the 100 block of West Market. Workers renovating a building discovered what appeared to be a coffin in the attic containing possible human skeletal remains. The coffin may have been there for an extended period of time. The Derby Police Department is being assisted by the Sedgwick County Coroner's Office to determine if the skeletal remains are human. Derby PD will also work with experts to attempt to determine the age and gender of the remains. Anyone with information regarding this case is encouraged to call the Derby Police Department at 788-1557. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Citing safety issues, the city of Wichita is temporarily shutting down the stoplight at 111th and Kellogg in West Wichita. City engineer Gary Jansen tells KSN News the intersection saw 86 accidents between 2005 to 2014. A quarter mile away at 119th and Kellogg, they saw fewer than 20 accidents in the same time frame.
That's why we had committed to doing a trial. So what we've done today to start things off is not permanent. We can monitor and see how traffic's doing, make sure that we're not causing any safety concerns. We don't want to just move a problem.
For now, access to 111th will be from Mays Road, then the access road on the north side of Kellogg. Jansen says if businesses are facing major issues or if there are traffic backup issues, they will reconsider the light closure.
The Secretary of Homeland Security says the problem of separating families at the border that has drawn outrage is for Congress to fix, not the president.
Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says children of illegal immigrants aren't being used as pawns to rewrite immigration law. At a White House briefing, she said protecting kids from traffickers and false parental claims are among the priorities, along with their well-being.
We now care for them. We have high standards. We give them meals. We give them education. We give them medical care.
Still, policies have governors publicly saying they won't send guard members to the border to enforce the policy. Among them, Andrew Cuomo of New York, a Democrat, and Charlie Baker of Massachusetts, a Republican. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Some good news on the health front. Fewer Americans are lighting up these days.
It's another all-time low for cigarette smoking in the U.S. New government figures indicate about 14% of American adults describe themselves as smokers. It's down from about 16% the year prior. While that's not much of a reduction, researchers say the figure shows the general decline in smoking is continuing, and that includes teenagers. The high school smoking rate is down to 9%, also a new low. Researchers say anti-smoking campaigns, cigarette taxes, and smoking bans are combining to reduce the number of overall smokers. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Business icon Warren Buffett plans to open a new Geico insurance service center that will bring 500 jobs to Lenexa. The Kansas City Area Development Council says the center will begin hiring customer service and sales employees immediately. It will open in August and add 500 jobs over 5 years. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Give you baseball recaps of the Royals and the Wingnuts. coming up in baseball action tonight. A couple of birthdays, too. Sports, just a few minutes here with Stephen Ted.
The president of France demands respect. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Stephen Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Stephen Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. A prosecutor has cleared two people who fatally shot a man who wounded three after opening fire at an Oklahoma City restaurant. Oklahoma County District Attorney David Prater announced Monday that Juan Carlos Nazario and Brian Whittle were justified in their actions and would not face charges. Both men shot 28-year-old Alexander Tillman May 24th after authorities say he walked into Louis on the lake and started shooting. Tillman wounded a woman and two girls.
Facebook is updating its advertising policies to prohibit showing weapon accessory ads to minors.
Facebook currently bans ads for guns and modifications. Starting June 21st, the social network will tighten its policies on gun-related advertising, requiring those selling gun cases, holsters, and other related products to restrict their audiences to at least 18 years of age or over. The move comes amid the ongoing debate over gun reform and could be ruffling a few feathers. Facebook already under fire for accusations of suppressing conservative voices. Earlier this year, Google's YouTube came under fire by Second Amendment advocates after announcing it would ban clips promoting or linking to websites selling firearms and accessories. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
He's young, popular, and sometimes blunt. But you'd better mind your manners around the French president.
In the United States, reporters interrupt the president at press conferences, and Hollywood actors and TV stars refer to him and his family with lewd language. But in France, a lesson for a teenager during an interaction with President Emmanuel Macron. Some high school students were waiting to meet the leader of France near a somber landmark where hundreds of members of the French resistance during World War II were executed. As Mr. Macron passed, one of the kids casually said, "How's it going, Manu?" The French president. President stopped and said, "No, you can't do that. No, no, no." Then he explained, "You are here at an official ceremony and should behave. So you call me Mr. President or Sir, okay?" The red-faced teen responded, "Sorry, Mr. President." Kevin Battle, Fox News.
"The way I treat my grandchildren, you will address me as Sir or Mr. President." 7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock, Steve and Ted.
And in traffic out there right now, well, those traffic volumes really are picking up. I'm not seeing anything slowing down too bad. We've got, of course, the road construction at Kellogg and I-235. Drivers getting used to that out there, though. Do have a lot of traffic on I-135 up by the North Junction this time. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Well, there's some talk about rain in the forecast, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now, with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. I cannot go anywhere without someone asking me if it's really going to rain. It's kind of overwhelming, but it is.
So how do you answer them?
I say, yeah, it's going to rain.
Sometime it's got to.
At some point it will rain. I can guarantee you that. It will be raining somewhere.
Somewhere it's going to rain, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? So, yeah, we are looking for increasing rain chances through the day today. For the most part here in the metro, it should be nice and quiet. It's just going to be hot and humid. You can definitely feel that this morning. We have temperatures in the 70s underneath a partly cloudy sky. The winds pick up again, just your typical Kansas wind. We'll see highs in the low to mid-90s, calling for a high of 92 in Wichita. For the most part, I think those storms are going to steer clear of the metro, but we're going to watch all this develop out across the western and northern half of the state, and then this will all merge together and then slowly work toward our area. So hopefully this can all hold together and we can see a lot of this rain kind of reach our area, but I'm expecting our rain chances to really increase overnight and through early Wednesday morning. A lot of these storms will lose their punch. It's not really expected for a widespread severe weather threat, but we could be looking at some strong thunderstorms first thing Wednesday morning, some heavy rain, gusty winds on top of that, with the rain chance pretty much to linger through the day tomorrow, Wednesday night and through Thursday before we finally dry out for the Friday and sliding into the weekend.
So actually, look at your forecast. You've got a 20% chance for showers today.
Just for that small potential, if we could see something inching closer to our area, but the chance of that lining right downtown is really slim to none.
Okay, so. I'm looking at the radar. I'm seeing not much out there. Right?
Nothing. Mm. Because it's still morning.
Okay.
It's afternoon that we have the rain chances.
Don't wait. You can't get impatient here, you know?
Yeah. No, so yeah, well, if you have to mow the lawn, you got some yard work to do it today. And then, just don't do it.
I've been mowing the dirt, not the lawn.
Oh. That sounds like a tough job.
Yeah, it's kind of like the dust bowl in the backyard there. But
All right, so
you know, tomorrow morning, Steve and Ted, we come on the air at 6 o'clock. Are we going to be doing severe weather, or are we just going to do?
Probably just going to be looking at some light rain showers, and so a lot of this kind of runs out of gas by the time it gets here. So just some light rain, which is good. We could do the rain without the severe weather.
I'm looking for something pleasant. How about you?
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Pleasant. You like that?
That sounds like fairy tale.
Use that on the air. We're going to have a pleasant day today. You could be like Mr. Rogers when you do.
The soothing voice.
Yeah. If you have a little sweater you can change and whatnot. You might try.
I don't know. You might be stretching it.
Yeah, it could be. All right. Thank you, Laura. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Right now, partly cloudy and 76 degrees. And we're looking at a south wind at only 9 miles per hour. So kind of tame out there this morning, you might say. Yesterday, we had a high of 96 degrees. Normal high for the date, by the way, 88. So we've been above the high just about every day for, I don't know, a month or more. But again, they're looking for at least the possibility of rain showers here in the Wichita area later today. Let me take a quick look at that KNSS Weather Center radar now. And I'm seeing, little blip down there on the Oklahoma line between, it's probably right kind of south of Harper down that way to the southwest of which is a little blip down there. Hey, up around Concordia, north of I-70, there's some showers up there, Ted, all moving to the east. And, there are a few blips on the map, but not much. Let me scoot it over to the – not much in the western. Nope. Yep. I tell you what, not much happening out there right now. But at least the possibility of a nice, pleasant shower. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Today is Tuesday, June 19th. 2018. On this date in 1990, the infamous Inland Hurricane roared across south-central Kansas. Winds from 80 to 120 miles per hour tore through a track from Pratt to Emporia.
That's odd.
Pratt is around, 80 miles west of Wichita is Pratt. Emporia is a good 80 to 90 miles on the other side to the east. And this went all that way. Several buildings unroofed.
Ooh.
And almost all of the TV and radio stations were knocked off the air. It was a big wind. Well, 80 to 100, that's hurricane force wind.
Well, yeah, sure. That's why they call it an inland hurricane.
Yeah, it caused $80 million in damage. It injured 33 people. That was on this date in 1990.
Ooh.
I'm trying to think where I was working at the time. Let's see. I would have been at KXLK Radio, 105.3, Adult Contemporary there. We're doing the Mike and Mac show at that time. And I remember the Inland Hurricane.
I would have been a Cub sports reporter at the Wichita Eagle.
Were you doing Eagle
newspaper?
Then? How about that? All right. Both of us, a couple of really strong media charging people.
Sure.
Yes, all that. All right. Yesterday, if you've been listening, yesterday was my wife and I celebrated our 48th anniversary. Wedding anniversary.
And certainly our congratulations on that milestone.
I threw it up on the Facebook and got a lot of response.
Happy occasion,
a lot of people saying congratulations.
Certainly
thank
enjoyed
you.
The picture of you and your bride 48 years ago.
Yeah. She
looks great. You kind of look like a little bit of a deer in the headlights, but,
I was. I was I had no idea what was going to happen, but.
Well, you embarked on that life's journey, and here we are 48 years later.
You make the commitment. You swear in front of God you're going to stay there, and I took it seriously. And my wife told me at the time, you just swore an oath in front of God. You better take that seriously.
Well,
she says, because I do. When you say I do, that means you mean I do take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that we've been lucky, too. Been real lucky to stay together all these years, because a lot of people just don't have all that good fortune and luck with their marriages. So I understand that. Anyway, 48th, we had a great evening. I went to see a basketball game. My grandson Luke playing a little basketball. Shelly had the twin granddaughters over. They made some lemon bars, and she created me a fine homemade tuna casserole.
That just sounds tasty.
A couple of people are really, a couple of real snotty people who live high on the hog for our anniversary homemade tuna casserole and lemon bars.
Well, come on. You just had Father's Day weekend. You ate pretty high on the hog
for
the last couple of days.
I went to Stroud's for crying out loud. So yeah, I'm in good shape eating wise. I'm doing good.
You're taking care of things
at the training table there. 7:18, Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. We're looking at the Royals continuing to have a few problems, I guess is the way to put it, right, Ted?
Yeah, the struggles continue. The Royals last night at home hosting the Texas Rangers, both teams in last place in their divisions. Could the Royals make some headway against the Rangers? Well, Texas did have a lead in this one about midway through. The Royals, though, had a really good chance to make some things happen in the bottom of the fifth inning. You heard the game last night on KFH.
Bases loaded. 1-0 to Dozier from Cologne. Ground ball to shortstop. Looks like two. Second one. First base two. Double plays and home runs have plagued the Royals the entire year, and they let a struggling pitcher off the hook.
Rangers go on to win it 6-3 as the Royals are now 10-27 at home this season. Worst in the major leagues. They cannot win home games. Mm. And that hurts. Royals continue to drop. They have lost seven in a row. They are hosting the Rangers again tonight towards the end of this long homestand. Live coverage of the Rangers and the Royals at 6:30 tonight. Game will start 7:15. Listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Before the game yesterday, the Royals traded their closer, Kelvin Herrera, to the Washington Nationals for three minor leaguers, for a double-A third baseman, a single-A center fielder, and a teenage pitching prospect. Of course, the Royals don't use their closer very much. They rarely have the lead in the ninth inning. But you hate to see it. That's another sad moment to see a guy that was part of that unbelievable bullpen just 3 and 4 years ago when they were in the World Series. And another link to that World Series team is gone.
Kelvin
Herrera traded to the Nationals for three prospects. And let's take a look at pro baseball tonight for the Wichita Wings.
I just hope they're good prospects.
Well, it looks like a couple of these guys are pretty decent.
Yeah, we need some help. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, Emily should get something for Herrera. Good pitcher.
Right.
Good guy that will certainly help the Nationals bullpen, and hopefully the Royals get some future stars in exchange.
Could be a George Brett or a Frank Wyman.
You never know.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's take a look at pro baseball for the Wichita Wingnuts, as they are in a stretch where they are playing 13 out of 16 games on the road. Those only three home games are the next three nights. Downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, the Wingnuts tonight hosting the Sioux Falls Canaries. Wichita has won seven of its last eight, playing some good baseball. 7:05 tonight downtown. Wingnuts are right now tied for second place in the division, 5.5 games back. Minor league baseball tonight, it's the Southern League All-Star Game in Birmingham, Alabama at the AA level. Omar Bencomo, former Wingnuts pitcher, is in AA with the Minnesota Twins organization. He is number two in the Southern League with a 2.23 earned run average this season. He's also got a record of 5-1 on the year in AA. Former Wingnut Omar Bencomo tonight in the Southern League All-Star Game. And a happy birthday today to former Kansas City Chiefs head coach Gunther Cunningham, who is 72 years old today. Of course, Gunther was the head coach in between Marty Schottenheimer and Dick Vermeil.
Oh, okay.
And
they've had a few coaches.
Had a winning season his first year with the Chiefs, went 9-7, but they regressed in his second year, and they got rid of him and got Dick Vermeil.
Hmm.
Happy birthday to former Chiefs coach Gunther Cunningham, who is 72 today. Of course, we're not very far away from Chiefs football.
Right.
About 4 or 5 weeks
just
from
now,
we'll be starting
now.
Our daily training camp reports with Mitch Holtis.
Yeah.
Right here on KNSS on Steve and Ted in the morning.
And people love those. We're doing what, about 8:15, 8:10 every morning?
So we'll be getting after it.
We will have a ball.
Towards the end of July, so we're not that far off. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
7:22 here. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh. By the way, did you mention that we are the radio home of the Kansas City Chiefs? Did you ever mention that?
Did I mention? That was my subtext.
Well, if you were a mess.
We are the radio home of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Tell people that. Time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Union troubles at Amazon. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning
on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.